Here at Holy Name, we continue our homily series entitled, God, Who Does He Think He Is? In week one of the series, Jesus, who is God, essentially says, I am the Christ, and I'm going to suffer, die, and rise for you. Last week, declared that to follow Jesus is not to be focused on oneself and one's status, but to be other-focused, which includes serving others. Today, week three of the series, you may be thinking, does believing who Jesus says he is and following him really matter? You could respond, well, I don't believe who God says he is, so I'm definitely not going to follow him. Or, I believe who Jesus says he is, but I'm not going to follow him. That sounds like a lot of work. And who's it going to affect anyway? The person who doesn't believe who Jesus says he is, hasn't received the gift of faith, or they've rejected that gift. What you and me, I can do for such individuals is to pray for them, witness our life of faith, be kind to them, to help open them up to God's grace, God's gift of faith for them, so that they be open to receive that gift of faith. That second response, I believe, but won't follow, is what today's gospel more directly addresses. And today's gospel even addresses those who say, I believe and I follow Jesus, I follow you, to see, well, how well am I really following him? I checked YouTube a couple days ago to look for a commercial from the mid-90s. I couldn't find it, but it goes like this. There's a group of well-dressed English men and women at tea time in outside a beautiful afternoon. They're requesting for this and that to be passed. And then one man says, would you please pass the jelly? It appears that everybody's scandalized by what he just said. One of the men at the table says, sir, it's not jelly, it's preservatives. The next clip is that man who said, please pass the jelly. He's climbing a tree because they sent the hounds after him. It scandalized them so much. I bring that clip, that jelly commercial clip up because the first reading and the gospel both have individuals who are scandalized. We have Joshua. Joshua turns to Moses and says, how dare these Eldad and Medad prophesy? They weren't at the prophesying initiation ceremony. Moses says, calm down, Joshua. And John in the gospel turns to Jesus. Jesus, how dare they cast out demons in your name? They're not following us. Jesus says, John, cool your jets. Whoever's not against us is for us. Then Jesus seems to turn to do a now for something completely different in the gospel. He begins talking about causing others to sin. John was scandalized, and probably the other disciples were, at this person who was driving out demons in Jesus' name. Stop him. How did we get to causing others to sin? Well, Jesus turns the tables and says, John, you think you know what scandal is? I'll tell you what scandal really is. Four times in the gospel, the phrase, the words, cause to sin come up. And those words are from the Greek word skandalon, where we get the word scandal. In Greek, skandalon means literally a stumbling block, something that causes someone to fall over. Scandal is not essentially a shock of, now it can include that emotional reaction, but sometimes someone can just be overreacting, like that jelly commercial. Scandal is essentially being a stumbling block for someone else, leading someone else astray by my word and deeds, leading their soul astray. It's scandalous behavior is the capacity to cause someone else to turn away from the Lord. It's disrespecting someone's dignity, their soul, that they're called to union with God, and I'm going to throw blocks in their way to prevent them from getting there. Leading someone else astray, away from the Lord, that's what scandal is. When John said to Jesus, when John came to Jesus, he didn't say, "They aren't following you, Jesus." He said, "They're not following us." And Jesus, by going into leading others, about others leading others astray, is saying to John and his disciples, "You guys are all up in a tizzy, scandalized, because they're not following you." Well, discipleship's not about following you. It's about following me, Jesus. And if they are my disciples, it's ultimately because they're following you. And you can help by being a stepping stone for them to follow me. But if they're following you and not me, you may be leading them astray. You perhaps are being a stumbling block. When Jesus says, "Whoever causes one of these little ones to sin," Jesus is talking about leading others astray, the idea of scandal. It's clear. But when Jesus starts talking about personal mutilation, cutting off one's hands and feet, it seems, where are we going now? Well, Jesus does not literally mean cutting off one's hand, foot, plucking out the eye. He uses a concrete example to get his audience's attention. Did Jesus really say, cut your own hand off? My hands, my feet, my eyes, any part of my body is an intimate, integral part of me. And I wouldn't dream of cutting it off. And I would only if I had gangrene or some other disease in one of my limbs that was going to spread to the rest of my body and cause death, would I even consider cutting off my hand or my foot. The early Christian writers see in the gospel when Jesus says hand, foot, eye, he's referring to things, behaviors, relationships that I can't imagine living without. They're so much a part of my life. And Jesus is saying, remove the stumbling blocks, the things, the activities, the relationships in your life that lead you astray from me. Yes, it'll be painful, a kind of self-amputation, but it's for your benefit, it's for your spiritual life. Better to remove that stumbling block than to be pulled down to Gehenna by that stumbling block. So when Jesus says, whoever causes one of these little ones to sin, he's saying, don't be a stumbling block to others. When he says, cut this off, hack that off, he's saying, remove the stumbling blocks from your life. God, who does he think he is? Well, I believe who Jesus says he is, but I'm not going to follow him. Who is it going to affect anyway? And Jesus' response is, you're either a stepping stone or a stumbling block. Either you can be following me and being a stepping stone for others to come to me, or you're putting obstacles in the way of others getting to me. You're being a stumbling block. Discipleship isn't about following me or following you. It's about following Jesus. Following him, which includes being a stepping stone for others. Discipleship also includes removing those obstacles in my life so I can grow closer to the Lord. Am I a stepping stone or a stumbling block? And am I willing to remove the stumbling blocks, to cut those out of my life?